quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show, and we got a lot to talk about today. Last night was Raw, and it was a follow-up to a very, very busy weekend. And we're on the road to SummerSlam, and man, I got a lot to talk about today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us today. We got a little bit of a change from the weekly schedule. Tom was at the produce debut yesterday, and so because of traveling, he wasn't there yesterday or today. He'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Lance is going to be here today via phone, because he's traveling all week. But he was able to watch Raw, and so we're going to talk about everything that went down on that show, not the least of which is, remember we were saying, man, what are they going to do for the King of the Ring, and who's going to win, and how is this going to play in the SummerSlam? Well, Obafemi won the King of the Ring, and in the very first segment of Raw, said, I'm not fighting for the title. I want Brock. And they're going to be doing a Hell in a Cell match after all that. And then, of course, the guy we thought was going to win the King of the Ring and was eliminated, Seth Rollins, well, he just showed up, and him and Roman Reigns are going to have a title match. I'm sure there's a great explanation for all of this, but it sucks. We'll tell you about Raw. And a lot of other news as well. NXT is coming up tonight, coming off their pay-per-view this weekend. We got updates on Booker T, Ilya Dragunov, Jim Ross, the TNA Knockouts TV title, and plenty more. So we'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action?
SkyRizzy, Risen Kizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. SkyRizzy is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. SkyRizzy is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And old Lance is joining us here today. And Lance, I hear your breathing is better after your surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, it continues to improve. I still use a medication and a nasal rinse, but on the whole, my breathing has greatly improved.
I thought like a week ago you were like, I don't know if it's made any difference.
Yeah, I guess there still needed to be some healing, and it's getting better. So I don't think it's 100% solved, but I'm happy I got the surgery, and it's looking better each day.
Hey, can I call and play your voicemail message for everybody?
I don't even know what it is.
I don't think it says a number. Let me call and let it go to voicemail, and then I'm going to call, and then you pick up again.
Do you want me to hang up and let you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll make sure it doesn't play a phone number. All right. Hang up. All right, guys. You got to hear this voicemail. I was dying. All right. Here we go. Lance Storm's voicemail. Because I called him during the break. He didn't answer, of course.
Hi there. I guess I'm busy, so leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
After leaving a message.
Oh, amazing. Only Lance would have that voicemail. All right, LCV actually answers when we call him back. All right. Let's see what the chat thought about that while we're calling him back.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. And amazing. You gotta call your own voicemail sometime.
I'll look into it.
It's the most Landstorm voicemail I've ever heard in my life. All right. What are you doing, by the way?
I'm relaxing in a hotel, waiting to do 2 days of television tapings in Albany, New York, for TNA Wrestling.
And you got a virtual signing coming up, is that right?
This evening at 7 p.m. It's Myers Live on WhatsApp, or NotsApp, or I should look it up. What's Not, or something?
What not?
I'm not super privy to these things are generally done on, but
hell of a promoter.
Text. Yeah, well, Brian Myers is the one doing it, and he's the one to let me know. It's on whatnot.com, and it's Myers Wrestling or Myers Live? Which is it here?
What's not or what's not? Probably what not?
What not, yes.
Not what's not.
No, it's what not. No S at all. And it's...
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. What a show today.
Yes.
Myers Live.
We're on the air. What do you need? Is this an emergency?
When I was in the car, Paige was annoying me. And
okay, this
then,
is not an emergency.
And then she spilled water.
That sounds about right. Okay, go downstairs and watch your show. Okay, shut the door. Shut the door. Thank you, love. What? That was an emergency. When they were in the car, Paige was annoying her. All right.
That never happens.
Are we
going to
start this show at some point or what?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. How stupid was this Obafemi thing?
See, I didn't mind it.
What? Oh, my God. Of all things. Go ahead.
Well, because he never said he's giving up a future title shot. But, you know, he was defeated by Brock Lesnar last. And Brock Lesnar hunted him in the Family Jewels and hit him with his finish. And challenge the man. And I can see where you would want to win the rubber match and shut this man up for good. So accepting the challenge or laying out the challenge to, you know what, let's finish this thing. 1+1 is not done, and he's got unfinished business. So he's going to attempt to beat Brock Lesnar in his hometown in Hell in a Cell.
Of all people to defend that stupid booking. Listen, here's the thing. Did you watch the?
Well, thing is,
you
Brian,
watch Night of Champions.
You're used to losing to people. Where Obafemi is not.
Get out
so
of
he
here.
Wants to avenge this loss.
Get out of here. Did you watch Night of Champions?
No.
Okay. Night of Champions literally ended with Sami Zayn winning the world title for the first time in his career. They literally opened the match talking about how Sami had attempted to win this title 10 times and he had failed every single time. And you know these title shots, they said they're not handed out willy-nilly. Man, you got to work to get them. This might be his last chance. He's wanted this his entire career. They talked about how the last time that he was in Saudi Arabia, you know, faced Drew McIntyre. He fought for the title and lost. Sami did an interview talking about, you know, I didn't give up hope when I lost to Roman Reigns in Montreal. I thought I'm just gonna keep going. But he said, you know, when I lost that Drew McIntyre match in Saudi, I was like, man, maybe the window's closed. They literally ended their pay-per-view Saturday talking about how the most important thing in this business is to get and win a world championship. And then literally they went from that was the final thing on the pay-per-view to then the first thing on Raw is a guy goes, I'm sure it'll be around later. I'd rather do something else at SummerSlam. I was like, dude.
Well, the thing is here, Brian.
Bro, I sat through that entire King of the Ring.
One man has chased that and lost 10 times. And he is nearer the end of his career than the beginning. Here is a man who has never fought for that championship for in the first year of his career with far more ahead of it than behind it. And he has a deep personal issue with Brock Lesnar. So he wants to deal with that. Sammy's trying to avenge 10 world title losses where Oba is trying to avenge his only loss. I think it makes perfect sense.
Lance, the King of the Ring. I sat through that entire King of the Ring because it was advertised. The winner of the King of the Ring is getting a world title match at SummerSlam. Only for the man who won the King of the Ring to then say, no, I don't want my world title match. And by the way, on the post show, they're indicating he gave it up. He can't just show up in September and go, I want my title shot now. Well, my title shot in October. He's got to start over again. Stupid.
See, again, Brian, when you're a big, dominant physical force, world title matches will happen for you. I know it's something you can't relate to.
Would you shut up?
I'm sure Oba can.
Did somebody replace Lance with an AI robot on the phone today? What is happening here? God, it sucked. It was terrible. Hated it. So anyway, Oba's facing Brock.
Hell in a cell.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. We had 50. We had 50 ideas for the King of the Ring. And every single person we thought for sure was going to win didn't win. And now here we are. And all of those people we said could have won, should have won. And we would have been exactly where we are here. You know, Brock could have cost Oba the first round of the King of the Ring. Seth Rollins could have won the King of the Ring and then challenged Roman Reigns, since he just challenged Roman Reigns anyway. You know, we're not going to do SmackDown spoilers here, but, you know, I'm sure that somebody in the King of the Ring is probably going to want to go after the world title. And, yeah. But instead, we had to do something different. We had to, you know, give a guy a win and then someone else gets the shot. Anyway, we'll talk about the full Raw show when we come back from the break. And also a bunch of news, because we have updates on a variety of individuals, including Ilya Dragunov and Booker T and Jim Ross. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Wait till you guys see what's coming up on SmackDown. Talking about booking. And we'll discuss that with Lance next week as well. See what he has to say about that. All right. Ilya Dragunov expected back soon. I don't know this 100%, but I presume this was a work visa issue. He actually is not injured, but he is expected to be back very soon. There have been others on the show of late that had visa issues that are also back, and there are others that have not been on the show that are not there because of visa issues. So, yeah, he'll be back soon. Booker T is returning to NXT commentary. He actually has not been
on
the show.
That's not a visa issue.
No, he's not been on the show since June 9th. And I mean this with all due respect, and I'm the biggest Booker T fan of anybody on this planet. I didn't even notice until somebody mentioned it this week. I watch so many shows, and there's so many different commentators. I don't know who's on what show or when they're there or not. So anyway, he'll be back. He said that for me, let's get the elephant out of the room. People have been asking, where's Booker T been? He says, I ain't going to sit here and try to sugarcoat it or anything like that. Booker T has issues just like anybody else, and I have a huge family. I'm the youngest of eight. When something happens in your family, family comes first. Everything stops. For me, I've always said being the youngest of the family, it's my responsibility to make sure I step up and be there at all times. For me, I'd have been dealing with some family stuff. Had to take a step back, deal with it, and then get back to work. Because I cannot deal with things without working at the same time. So he'll be back, I guess tonight, apparently, is the plan. So tonight's NXT has got the Vanity Project against Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. and Galeno. Hijo del Vikingo versus EK Prosper, Latin American title. Mason Rook and Jackson Drake and Jada Parker and Carmen Petrovich. That's NXT tonight coming off Great American Bash, which aired this weekend. And then for Jim Ross, he is heading home from the hospital. He has been there since May 29th. Over 30 days. In the hospital, he says, has come to a grateful end. Last year, he underwent surgery for colon cancer. In May, he revealed he'd been seeing a neurologist who had been evaluating him for signs of dementia and Alzheimer's. He also suffered a fall in New York that month, and he missed Double or Nothing. So, regarding his contract, which is coming up in August, he says, I'm going to let it play out. If Tony Khan wants to keep me, he will. If he doesn't, he won't. And so all the best to Jim Ross as well as he attempts to get back in action here. Last night on Observer Radio, we talked about some plans for Forbidden Door that were changed. And among them, as we talked about several days ago, actually, Callum Newman was supposed to face Jon Moxley. But he injured his shoulder, and he was replaced by Bandido. Pac was supposed to face Gabe Kidd, who could not make it due to a visa issue, and so Pac faced Shota Umino. Saray was supposed to be on the show, and Dave believes that probably the finals of the tournament were supposed to be Willow versus Saray. And, of course, both Willow and Saray were removed from the tournament. Willow because she got injured, and Saray because of that whole bizarre deal where she was announced for the tournament, but then immediately said that she was hurt, and they said she was going to do the tournament anyway, and then supposedly she got cleared in Japan, but then was not cleared in the U.S., could not do the tournament, and was then replaced. And so we ended up with a Owen Hart women's tournament finale with two women who were not in the tournament to begin with. Now,
both of the women they replaced were supposed to be in the final.
That's what Dave believes. I don't know if that was actually going to be the final. But I've been thinking about this because I'm still irritated about Mercedes winning that match. And, you know, the thing with Tony is he likes to stick to his plans, even if maybe there's a better plan that comes up. So, you know, my big argument was, what difference does it make if Mercedes was never supposed to be in the finals of this tournament? Why does it matter whether she wins or loses the tournament? She was never going to win in the first place because she was never. So this is what I think is going to happen. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this. So I think the original plan was, and this is all speculation, everybody, but if this plays out exactly as I'm saying, I think I'm right. I think the original plan for the Owen was probably, whether it was Willow versus Saray or not, I think Willow was winning the Owen Hart tournament. Okay? I believe that Mercedes was going to return and then beat Tekla for the title, probably at the Redemption show, probably when somebody from Stardom interfered and cost Tekla the match to play off the Tekla Stardom storyline. And then I believe that the women's match at Wembley was going to be Mercedes versus Willow. Okay? I think so now this makes sense in Tony's brain. The reason Maya World couldn't win was because he still wants to do his Mercedes versus Willow match. So Mercedes was brought back to win the Owen. Willow is then going to beat Tekla at the Redemption show when somebody from Stardom interferes. And then we will, in fact, get our Mercedes versus Willow match at Wembley. And the only difference will be who is the champion in that match going in. So that way he can stick to his plans. He can still do his Wembley match that he wanted to do. And because of injuries in the tournament, he had to bring somebody back early and switch who ended up winning the title from Tekla. And I think that's going to end up being where we're going. And that is why he just could not put that belt on Maya World. So that's my thought there. And I guess we'll see how that all plays out. All right, speaking of championships, as noted earlier, Sami Zayn did an interview, and he talked about how when he lost against Roman Reigns, which, by the way, everybody, I think I said it was 2 years ago. It was actually 3 years ago. It was Montreal, was 2023. So it was 3 years ago that he lost to Roman Reigns. And he said, I'll be honest, when I lost to Roman Reigns in Montreal, I didn't lose the faith. Certainly didn't lose the faith after the match in Montreal. It was a heartbreaker, no doubt, but I thought this is the closest I've come. I'll just get closer and closer until I get there. And this one actually, by the way, if you watched the Saudi show in January, the Royal Rumble show where he challenged Drew McIntyre, I mean, boy, did that guy have the boo-boo face going in and out. And here he explains that the one that got in my head was coming up short against Drew in January at the Royal Rumble in Saudi, because after that one, that's when I was already starting to feel like maybe I missed my window. I couldn't give up the faith. It was the first time my faith was shook, if I'm being totally honest. I knew I had the talent. I knew I had everything. I knew I was just as good as any of these guys, Drew, Roman, Cody, Seth. And the proof is you've seen me mix it up in the ring with all of them. You've seen my body of work. No question in my mind. They're my peers, and that's almost what made it more maddening. Why them and why not me? Why is it so close and I just can't get my hands on it? And then he talked about how when he first broke in, he had told himself that if I just step 1 foot in a WWE ring, I'll have done it. I'll have lived my dream. That was the extent of his goal early on. But then, of course, as they say, goals changed. And so now he is the WWE champion, And Lance, do you expect this to be a long rain or not?
Not particularly long, if I had to guess, but time will tell.
You think he's going into SummerSlam as champion?
Oh, I would think so.
You think so?
Yep.
Interesting. Well, we'll find out.
Not that far off.
No, it's not, but we got a Saturday night's main event and multiple TVs in between. So there's a lot that can happen. All right, TNA Knockouts TV title tournament bracket. We've got...
Hey, we got your brackets, brother.
Yeah, we do have brackets here. So a couple of NXT names. Wendy Chu and Thea Hale are both in this tournament. So one side of the bracket has Indy Hartwell and Vicky Venuto, Harley Hudson and Thea Hale, Elena Black and Wendy Chu, and M by Elegance and Rosemary. And then the other side has Jada Stone and Alicia Edwards, Jody Threat and Gabby Forza, Marsh Sade and Tasha Steeles, and Heather by Elegance and Ally. So this tournament starts Thursday, is that right?
Yes, the first matches will air on Thursday, AMC.
And when are they wrapping it up here?
It'll take a while, because I don't think we'll do probably more than two matches per week, so it'll be a little while.
All right, back in a moment, talk Raw, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Thank you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Lance, what did you think of this Raw show?
I struggled watching it due to the commercial issues and app issues I had trying to watch on Netflix. So it took me 4 different attempts where I just got mad and stopped watching. But some of the action on the show I enjoyed, but they're excessive commercials. And if you, again, continually tap, you can get past them, but then the show starts jumping around on the app and restarting. It jumped back to the beginning of the, why am I blanking on Maxine's match with Raquel. I got jumped back to the start of that match like 5 times watching. It was very annoying.
Well, the show opened up with a Brock thing that we talked about, and Oba vacating his championship match like a numbskull. And by the way,
another one, Brian. Let it go.
I'm sure he will at some point, but this is stupid. What's the point of investing in the King of the Ring next year? The guy's just going to give up his belt or his title shot? I mean, what's going on here? It was advertised. False advertising, Lance, is it not?
Were you not the one like a week ago that defended your booking idea where you wanted Maya World to win and have the loser of the tournament for the title shot just win the belt and get the title shot before her?
What? What are you talking about?
You talked about how your booking idea was put Maya World over in the Owen and then have Mercedes, who lost to her, get the title shot at Redemption, making the entire Owen Hart thing completely pointless. You were fine then, but you're not now.
No, the winner of the Owen gets a shot at Wembley. At whoever, it doesn't matter who the champion is. The winner of the, and it's going to happen with the men. The winner.
Yes, but if the person who loses in the final gets a title shot even before that, you're making the tournament silly. I'm glad they're not doing
that. No, it's like
idea.
Winning the Royal Rumble, brother. I know you had that. I'd rather win it and then defend it at WrestleMania.
And I don't like when the loser of the Royal Rumble gets a title shot before the guy who won it either.
I know, Lance, but here's the thing, okay? And you should understand this as a cyborg. The larger issue is the stipulation is that whoever wins the Rumble gets their shot at WrestleMania. If you don't like what they do with the other person in between that, that's fine. But you're adhering to the stipulation. The stipulation of the Owen is the winner gets their title shot at Wembley. What you do with the champion is whatever. If you don't like that, that's fine. But the stipulation is, and the stipulation with the King of the Ring is the winner gets a title match at SummerSlam. They threw it away. This would be like Mercedes going, you know what? I don't want my title shot at all. I would rather have a grudge match with somebody instead of...
I suspect most fans will rather see Oba Femi defeat Brock in Hell in a Cell.
But the problem is, Lance, we already saw Oba Femi beat Brock. He beat him in 5 minutes at WrestleMania, and then Brock retired. So literally all of this is just adding extra time to get right back where we were in WrestleMania. I think it sucks. Now, moving on, after this was over, Adam Pearce goes up to Paul Heyman backstage, and in the middle of this, Austin Theory shows up. He's in Paul Heyman's group. And Austin Theory says, he's supposed to be, Austin Theory says, I didn't know you were going to be here, Paul. Why didn't you tell me? And Paul goes, well, now you know. I'm here. And he walks off, just abandons the guy, just walks off on him. Then, later, Theory has a match against Joe Hendry. No Paul Heyman. Nobody else from Division. He just gets pinned clean in the middle of the ring. Then, later, Theory does a storyline. He's there with Maxine after she loses. And he goes, what happened out there? And she goes, I lost or whatever. And he goes, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this, you know, she'd apologized or had a talk with Chad Gable backstage. And now he's jealous. And he goes, you know what, maybe this thing between us isn't working out. And he walks off. And it was like, okay, hold on. That's 3 things in one show. He got beat. He got blown off by Paul Heyman. And... seems to me like this whole Maxine thing, which they literally only showed us like 3 times, but that looks like that may be over. Something happened with Theory. I don't know what it is, but it does appear that whatever they're doing, something, some idea changed with him, and it was very evident here on this show. So I guess we'll find out what's up soon enough. But that was pretty weird. We had Rey Mysterio beating Ethan Page. Match was good. Clean win from Rey. Nobody interfered. Nobody got involved. Just hit his move and won. And that was that.
Over baby faces and heels with heat are a great combo.
Well, that's what you had in this match for sure. We had a segment with Dom and JD trying to find Danhausen. And then they stole a jersey that had been given to him by the Knicks. This obviously is all to play out in Madison Square Garden when the Knicks will be there. And we'll get whatever they're doing with this storyline, which I'm sure will be the heels getting foiled, all wrapped up. Joe Hendry did a concert with the Street Profits. This was when Theory came out. And they signed a match. And it was Joe Hendry versus Theory. And again, there was no interference. Nobody got involved. And Joe Hendry grabbed him, hit the side effect, and pinned him clean in the middle of the ring. Two in a row here on this show.
Yeah, Joe's got a new finish.
He sure does. The side effect. Raquel wants to know why she hasn't got a shot at the women's intercontinental title. Pierce goes, well, lots of people want one, including Maxine. She goes, what has Maxine ever done? Pierce goes, well, she won the title. But you know what? He says, I'll sign you and Maxine for later, Raquel. And the winner gets a title shot. So then Roxanne and Liv walk in, and they say they got a problem. And once again, they bring up Danhausen cursing everybody. So I try to tell you guys, we're going to have 5 weeks of storylines involving Danhausen and cursing. And this... Judgment Day, so get ready for it. Leading SummerSlam. Io came out with her crown. She's interrupted by Liv. Liv talks about taking everybody out, including Stephanie Vaquerre, who I believe is a visa issue, Rhea Ripley, which is an injury, and Roxanne and Raquel come out, and they end up beating up Io. Io has no friends. She is beaten up and left for dead, and the geeks had to run down to break it up.
Has Liv Morgan always almost never blink? I noticed it here on this thing. She, like, almost never blinks. It's crazy.
She's the anti-Tony Khan, who does nothing but blink, if you've ever noticed. It's very bizarre. LA Knight and Jimmy Uso had a match, and we just saw this match last week. And last week, LA Knight won when Solo thumbed Jimmy. So we do a rematch this week with Jay on commentary. And Jay, of course, gets involved. LA ends up laying him out. And then he gets back in the ring after getting distracted. And he's immediately rolled up and pinned like an idiot. And then LA, who lost because he was an idiot, attacks Jimmy after the match. Jay hits the ring to make the save. Solo sneaks in, thumbs Jimmy again. And then LA hits Jay with the BFT, lays him out. And so, yes, it looks like they're doing. Are you ready for this, everybody? LA Knight and Solo Sikoa as babyfaces against the Usos. Yes. I guess we'll let it play out, as they say. Solo Sikoa babyface. We had clips of Gunther and Nick Aldis having a pull apart. After Gunther called him a fake wrestler. And so perhaps they are doing Gunther and Nick Aldis in a match at SummerSlam. So that'll be interesting if they do that. Aldis has been put on administrative leave as a result of this brawl.
Would this be Aldis's first official WWE match?
I don't think he has had a WWE match, so I believe so.
So Gunther could potentially give him his first and his last, maybe?
Yeah. Hey, I'd take it.
Let Gunther retire someone else?
He could do that. Not as big a deal to retire somebody who never wrestled, but you can do it. Hey, they had teased for years that Adam Pearce was going to get in the ring, and he never got his match. So perhaps Aldis will get his. had the Usos running into Jacob backstage. Like, where have you been all night? He goes, I only take orders from Roman, not you or your idiot brother. Roman has sent me to SmackDown to finish this thing with Solo. And then Jay goes, well, looks like we're both going because Sammy is champ and he's got no challenger. I'm going to go bring some gold back to the bloodline. And then he says, can I get a ride? But Jacob ignored him. We had the Maxine deal with Gable where she goes, I meant every word I said, but I'm sorry how I handled it. He goes, don't apologize. Go out there and do your best. So it's Maxine versus Raquel. This crowd is absolutely, positively, completely dead for this match. Raquel obviously is a heel. Maxine has been a heel. So we got a heel versus heel match that people don't care about. And then Raquel just pinned her clean with the Tejano bomb. And so Raquel will get a shot against Sol Ruka and her women's intercontinental title. Danhausen discovers his Knicks jersey is gone. He's all sad. Then we had Chad Gable and JD McDonagh. I do not like how they're booking Chad Gable at all. Ever since he's come back.
Very forced.
He just comes back and he's got new music. And then, like, he actually wrestles like he's in AEW, which is, okay, we all know I'm going to beat JD, so I'm going to give him 90% of the match. Everything I do, he's going to counter. Every time I start to come back, he's going to cut me off. And finally, at the end, Danhausen, actually, what happened here? So first, Dom comes out.
He went clean first, didn't he?
No, I think there was a distraction.
No, there was the distraction.
Danhausen showed up with a briefcase full of money. Dom chased Danhausen to the back. JD's distracted. Chad hits the Chaos Theory. JD counters again. And then Chad puts him in the ankle lock and submits him. And so then Danhausen and Dom return for a bizarre segment. So the briefcase is right there. Dom and JD open it up. You can see there's money in it. But then a bomb goes off, and they're, like, covered in powder or whatever. Danhausen then takes the jersey off Dom. He gets it back. He starts running up the ramp with only the jersey, not the money. Raquel attacks him, steals the jersey back. Then the heels leave, also without the money. And so, like, apparently the money is still at ringside. Nobody cared about the money. Even though they cared about the money on the last two shows. So I don't know what's happening.
And worst of all, it's like Chad Gable just ended up being a background player in the whole thing and like the least important person in the entire segment.
A background character who could barely beat JD. So I think this booking sucks. I think somebody needs to smarten this guy up to quit giving his opponent so much because it's not helping him right now. And he's supposed to be a big star. So then main event segment was Roman and Jacob coming out. Seth Rollins interrupted. And then Seth does this promo where he's basically like, you know, you've never beaten me, Roman. Which, by the way, is untrue. Roman's beaten him several times. But he goes, you've never beaten me. And there's a new generation coming up. And, you know, we're closer to the end than the beginning. We should do this one more time. That's his plea for the title match. And Roman goes, you're right. I do need to beat you. And so at SummerSlam, they're having their match for Roman's title. Two old men. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and
military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, do you have the info on your signing now?
Yes, Myers Wrestling is the handle, and it's on whatnot.com.
Whatnot!
WTM Live.
Yes, whatnot. Not what's not, everybody, whatnot. Tell us the handle again.
.com. Myers Wrestling, 7 p.m. live, whatnot.com.
How do these virtual signings work?
I'm told I just have to go to his hotel room, and he'll have it all set up.
I know, but what does it mean? Like, if I want you to sign something virtually, how does that work?
I believe you can probably purchase and watch online as I sign it on camera so you know that the signatures are authentic. And then
it gets mailed to me?
Mr. Myers will get it all in the post and sent to you, I would assume.
God, this poor guy. I hate going to the post office. Jeez.
Well, maybe he has minions.
He might have minions. That's possible. Well, Lance, good luck on the virtual signing tonight. And that'll be it for you this week, I guess. You got 2 days of tapings?
Yep. 2 days in Albany, Wednesday, Thursday tapings, and then fly home Friday.
Is it one show each taping or two? How many weeks of tapings are we doing?
We generally tape two shows per night.
Wow, so a full month of TNA about to be taped. And that's going to be in Albany, New York. Tickets still available?
I assume so, yes.
All right. Well, that'll be Lance's week, everybody. He'll be back next week here on this program. Tom will be joining us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He'll have a lot to talk about as well, as he has also been traveling. And I'll be back later on tonight with a Brian and Vinny show, talking an episode of NXT, which I'll tweet out here in a little while. And it'll be a lot of fun. Granny will join us as well. So thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.